guys, so this is pretty much like a second recording of this thing. So the first one, who knows what happened? We only got 8 minutes out of a good, I believe, 20 minutes of recording. So, but we're going to do this all over. I think it's going to be better. Second time is a charm. Again, I'm excited to be back. It's been a minute since January, actually, that I've done a podcast or talked about anything up on here. So, I'm excited. It's your girl, Fermentus, and I have today with me my good friend and sister, an evangelist, Naomi. We're going to talk about heel girl, okay, or heel woman. No, we got the trend going on now. It's a hot girl summer, city girls, and all of that, you know, social media stuff. And then I figured, man, listen, we've been hot. We've been in the city and all that other stuff. Why can't we be healed? You know, we all have different stages and levels of healing. We all been broken before at some point in time in our life, from a major brokenness to a little brokenness. There has been some sort of brokenness in our life. So she been through a lot. I've heard some of the things she's gonna say to you, and I think this is gonna be really good. So when you come across this podcast, take the time and just listen, be encouraged, get some wisdom from her, get some advice, and overall just be blessed, be inspired, be encouraged to know that healing is on the other side of your brokenness. You can be healed no matter how long you've been broken, no matter how deep your brokenness is. So without any further talking and telling you what healing is, I'm going to let her do it for you all. And so, Miss Naomi, my sister and friend, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am great. I have no complaints.
That's good. That's good. It's hot. We are having a real hot girl summer in Georgia. So we just go on startup, you know, just have fun. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. I'm listening. I'm learning as well. So let's talk about healing. What does healing looks like for you? You know, kind of be raw, be on card. Give us straight answers. Tell us what the process look like.
Healing for me. The number one thing is just being restored. And basically trusting God in the midst of all storms.
Okay. What else? What does the process look like? What does the healing process look like for you that other people can actually relate to, you know, that you can kind of...
Well, my healing process now is based on me praying, fasting, reading my word, just seeking God more. Before, my healing process was just me sitting on the, either smoking a blunt or drinking some alcohol, you know, to soothe the situation, clear my mind. You know, that was just my healing process before and now.
So how did you, so you did the physical part, you did the wordy part of healing to, you know, just cover it up. So how long did that take you to realize that wasn't beneficial to your healing, that wasn't going to help you heal in the way that you needed to be healed or the way that people needs to be healed? What was that, a surface way of healing yourself or going through your brokenness?
Yes, me drinking and me smoking, that was just a temporary fix for me at the time. But what drew me more into understanding and knowing that wasn't it, that wasn't a process, because of the fact that it was just temp, it was just a temporary feeling, was me having to experience a different type of brokenness, a different type of pain. When you give yourself to someone, and in the midst of giving yourself this to someone, you're trusting that person in the midst of everything, but end up finding out that the person is cheating on you with someone who is HIV positive, not only dealing with that situation, but, you know, imagine expecting a child and then you finding out that he has a couple of other people expecting as well. So it's a different type of hurt, a different type of pain, a different type of brokenness that I had to experience and go through. And me going through that situation, it let me, I sat back on the couch and I spoke to the Lord. I just surrendered to him on that day, you know, and I was just like, God, I understand. I know what's going on. You're trying to get your daughter to come back home, and I just surrendered to you, God. If you just let me go to this doctor and take this test, and this test is negative, I will let him go, and, you know, I will come forth. I will do your will. I will do what it is that you have me to do. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my process, of my healing process, with me just giving it all to him and letting him do his thing. And my test was negative, y'all. It was negative.
Amen. Yes, sir. So, you know, you mentioned in talking, you mentioned, you know, there were, I listened, there were two different types of brokenness that you went through. You went through, you know, of course, cheating and betrayal. You also went through the loss of a child. What was it like when you had to, you know, because honestly, when you really listen to what she said, y'all, is she had to do two different types of healing. Because we all know losing a child is a whole nother ball game. You know, that nobody, you don't wish that on anybody. That's a whole different level of healing that you got to deal with different stuff. And then, of course, the whole cheating and all that stuff, you know, that's, again, you know, it's not saying, you know, you don't want to push on the side, but, you know, that's something that you can easily get over. But losing a child is a whole other thing. So talk about when you're in that process of healing from losing a child, but then looking back to what led to that, you know, the things that you went through with the supposed father. What did it look like? How did you kind of, you know, what did you feel? What the healing at that point, what was it like, vague? Was it like, you know, did you think that it wasn't, you know, something that was ever going to happen for you? What did it look like?
When it came to the child situation, It took me to another place because of the fact that that was actually my second loss. Mm. When I was married, I lost a child with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So, me going through it again, it brought on a... A bitterness came from that. A bitterness, a loss of, you know, beginning to be like in a I didn't care state, kind of.
Yeah.
But me, like I said, for me to overcome that and not keep that within me, mm-hmm. to cause me anger and to cause rage to come upon me, mm-hmm. which I was, you know, dealing with that because of other things that took place, and unforgiveness that took place, mm-hmm. you know, it caused me to be able to, once going through that process, and once I was able to give it all to God, I was able to release it, mm-hmm. and start my healing process of hope, knowing that one day I would eventually be able to birth a child.
Amen. So you talk about, you know, I mentioned to when I talked about it earlier on, we talk about healing and you mentioned forgiveness. So, you know, earlier on we was talking, I had asked, can you heal without forgiving? Can you forgive without heal? Or what is the connection between those two things?
When it comes to forgiving and healing, mm-hmm. you off top, you have to forgive in order to heal. Mm. And I'm saying this because me experiencing, and I'm going to use me being molested as an example. Mm-hmm. Me being molested, and it was by a family member, and probably about 7 years ago, we ended up having a conversation. And the conversation, by the time it ended, mm-hmm. we ended up, an apology took place. Mm. And because of the apology took place and I accepted the apology, mm-hmm. I was able to release, let go mm-hmm. of the situation and forgive. Yeah. And I forgave him. And because I forgave him, it now allows us to be around each other. It allows me now to be able to give him a hug. It allows me to not feel any type of way about anything that took place years ago. You know, so forgiving is what will help, and accepting the apology, is what's going to help the process of you healing, being healed, going through the process of the healing process. Mm,
okay. That's good. You know, because like you mentioned, you cannot heal completely until you forgiving one yourself, first thing and foremost, because I think in the process of healing comes with self-guilt. Mm-hmm. You know, the mourning over self, like, I wish I wasn't there. I wish, you know, if I had just said no, if I had just not been there at that very moment, or if I had just not entertained that thought, you know. So you gotta, I think the healing process comes with you forgiving yourself first thing and foremost, and then forgive whoever else offended you. And also what I learned is that don't try to figure out why that person did it, because then you will never heal.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we go through the process, especially when it comes to molestation, you know, that's a really, you know, fragile topic where we want to know why the person did it. Like, why did you do it? You know, why couldn't you just not do it? Why couldn't you just walk away? Why me? And I think that's going to make your healing process longer if you're trying to figure out why they did it. Because that is not your place to figure out why they did it. That's going to keep you stagnant if you want to know. That's their problem. For them to heal, because if you're trying to figure out why they did it, you will never heal. You will always be there. So what's the difference? I know we know there are the beginning stage where you heal, then you go through the healing, and then you are healed. So what's the difference between those three different types of healing? You know, where in the beginning, yeah, I'm healed, but then there is still some underlying anger, underlying pain, underlying questions and doubts. And then when you get to healing, what does that look like when you start to heal, you know, that healing process? And then when you are completely healed, well, what did it look like for you when you started your healing process, being healed first?
Well, you know, sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not worrying about the situation. Oh, I didn't let the situation go. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times that's not so, because the minute something that happened or something occurred that reminds you mm-hmm. of the situation, it will cause you to feel some type of way within yourself. Mm-hmm. Or if you see the person that may have done something to you, you begin to feel a certain way within self. Mm-hmm. But when you are able to truly forgive and truly let go mm-hmm. and truly be able to be in the presence of someone, or even something occur that may remind you, or you see something that you may have. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, when you're able to talk to somebody who may have experienced the same thing that mm-hmm. you're going through, or you have went through, and you can help them go through that situation, mm-hmm. then right there let you know, okay, dog, I have truly healed from this situation, because I'm not allowing it to keep me bound. I'm not mm-hmm. allowing it to keep me in a place that I've been in, but I was able to overcome that situation, and now I'm able to say I'm free of it.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that's deep. Because you sit there and say, you know, I'm able to heal, and I allow it to trigger mm-hmm. or take you back to that place of brokenness. Mm-hmm. And that's major, because when you are completely healed, which you are right now in this stage and age of your life, It open up windows. It open up different doors for you. You see things differently. You live life differently because you've been there, done that. You experience it. So kind of just, you know, I'm gonna just let it flow. You know, this wasn't scripted. You know, I didn't have anything written down. I would just go in as, and the questions came into my head and things that I want to learn from her as well. So kind of just, you know, last couple of minutes of this episode, you know, in this conversation, just kind of tell people, you know, give that wisdom, give that one thing that, you know, man, when you know that you've been broken before and you now heal, what is that one thing that you can continue to hang on to that's going to take you through this process of being healed for the rest of your life? What is it that you want people to know? What is it that they need to do daily to stay healed and be healed from whatever it is that's going to come at them?
Well, for me, my main thing is just my faith and believing and trusting God.
Yeah.
You know, when you can sit there and you can trust in Him and knowing that all things that you endure, all things that you have went through, mm-hmm. that all things work together for your good, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and that you know that the weapons may form, but it ain't gonna prosper against you,
because
you know that He is right there in the midst of it
all.
Yes,
He is.
So, you know, when you grab a hold to that and know that, you know what, no matter what it is that I'm going through, but I'm gonna keep my faith and I'm gonna let God do what He do, because you know what, He gonna handle the business for me, and I'm gonna just sit back with my head high, and yes, I'm gonna just let Him work. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the end of the day, when we go through and everything with us having our faith, and it gives us hope, it gives us love, and it allows us to believe, mm-hmm. you know, in all things, you know, no matter what, you just have to have faith. When I say that faith, my faith is what, man, my faith takes me every day, everywhere, my mm-hmm. faith. If I ain't got no faith, then man, you might as well just... You can take everything from me. Because my faith is what I hold on to.
Yeah.
My faith.
And then lastly, have you ever, since you've been healed, I know, you've been through the process, you told yourself, I deserve to be healed, and God wants me healed because He wants good things for us. Have you, at some point in time, in this stage of being healed, have you ever felt like your healing that you've been through, have it been threatened? Did you think something tried to threaten it, where you almost went back to that place?
Yes, I have experienced that. Matter of fact, I experienced that last year. Last year with this guy that I was engaged to. And I realized, you know, one thing about it, it's always red flags that's being shown. It's something... God will show you something if you just pray and you just ask Him to give you a sign, to show you something dealing with who you're dealing with or whatever the circumstances may be. Mm-hmm. He's going to show you that. And He showed me a lot in the midst of me dating Him. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when we see these red flags and we see things, we don't want to let it go. You know what I'm saying? We still want to hold on to it. And see, and that's where our hurt begin. When we don't want to listen, when we don't follow what we don't follow the instructions mm-hmm. of what's being shown to us and told to us. But, you know, I realized what was going on. So, you know, before I even allow it to get into my heart,
to threaten your healing process,
to mess with me, what I did was I went on a fast.
Yes, ma'am.
I immediately went on the fast.
That's good.
And when I went on the fast, I began to pray and I began to talk to God about Him, and I said, God, if He ain't for me, even though I'm engaged to Him, if He ain't for me at this time, I need You to remove Him from me, take Him away. And literally during my fast, he became distant during my fast. And the more He became distant, like, He didn't call, I didn't call. But eventually we did talk, and it all boils down to, you know, He asked for the ring back 3 times. And I gave it back to Him. So, you know, when you get the signs...
Mm-hmm. That your healing is being, you know, you've been there, you've been broken, you went through that crucial process, that, you know, excruciating process of being healed, and you get to that place where you feel like it's being threatened, and you realize that, listen, I can't let you threaten my being healed. Like, I don't want to go through that process again. And I think, like you mentioned, this major, if you're a Christian and you love Jesus, and we both love the Lord, we both are saved. But, you know, even if you're not, whatever it is, your higher power is, you want to be able to connect to it. Like she mentioned, connect to it. Say, hey, listen, I can't go back to that place. Mm-hmm. I need you to go ahead and show me X, Y, and Z. And then also, when you ask for the instructions, like you mentioned, you got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to take that instructions, that sign that you got. And don't ignore it, you know, and say, oh, don't conflict your feelings with what you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you've been through that process of being broken, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. It takes everything away from you. Like you say, you know, be prior to being saved and, you know, pulling on God to be completely healed, you went to alcohol and weed, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you were smoking, and you realized that, hey, it's just surface healing. And you don't want to do that. So I think, you know, I hope you guys learned a lot. I was inspired. I was encouraged. And it helps you. We all know things about healing. We all deal with it differently. But when somebody else just shares something, there's one major thing that you get from it. And it's like, okay, wow. You know, this is, she talked about faith. You know, we have faith in something. But, you know, the way she mentioned it and her faith, without her faith, she's nothing. It kind of like hit. Oh, really? You know? I really need to have faith in X, Y, and Z, not just in healing, knowing that you're going to be healed, but having faith in every areas of your life that brokenness is going to show up, that you need to be healed. It doesn't have to be relationship. It don't have to be molestation. You've been broken by so many different things, and you trying to heal from it. You're trying to heal from resentment. We're trying to heal from anger. We're trying to heal from lies, cheating, you know, divorce, you know, parents hurt us. We're trying to heal from this stuff. So you got to be able to tell yourself one thing first and foremost, that I deserve to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to be healed.
Yes. And me experiencing, you know, I'm 35 years old. And
fine. Okay.
And throughout my years, you know, I've been married, divorced. I've lost children. I've been molested. I've experienced being cheated on and almost having to take pills for the rest of my life. You know, I've dealt with a cancer scare. When I say I experienced a whole lot of things, I experienced a whole lot of things. So, you know, it's not that I experienced healing multiple times, but I learned how to not allow anything to compromise my healing process.
Mm, put that's me back good. That's a good
in
one.
A place of being depressed, put me in a place of being broken, being bitter, being anger, having rage, all of this stuff like this. But a lot of times, one thing that a lot of us need to understand too, that a lot of times some of the things that we do experience and we do go through is actually generational.
Woo, child. And we're going to be here all day when she start on that one, okay? Go ahead, sis.
It's generational. Mm. And in order for generational curses to be broken, it has to be cut from the root. And even when it comes to, even back to me being molested, you know, I ended up finding out some, you know, it was a line of things that took place, not just with me, but if you, a lot of times, if you have experienced it, your mother may have experienced it and her mother may have experienced it. If you ever go back and you do the research on it, it all comes to that. So that means if you have children, you have to get it cut from the root and keep an eye on your children, your daughter, your son, so that it will not happen to them. Because a lot of times people are not talking about the situation, and when it happened, they're keeping it covered up. Mm-hmm. Because just like with me, they straight up told me, I went through the process of talking to on the cameras, to saying what happened, to having to go back and deny it that it did happen. So, you know, you have to be careful. You can't, if something happened to you and you had to cover it up, a lot of times that's not handling that curse.
Mm-mm.
You're covering it up.
Nobody's going to be healed. You know? It's not a generation of brokenness.
Exactly. So it all boils down to, you have to cut these generational curses from their roots so that they do not keep on going to generations to generations.
Mm. Well, man. Woo, girl. That was good. That was good. And I hope you guys have been inspired, encouraged. You know, I hope you take something from this, and I hope you, whatever it is that you're going through in your life right now, through the healing process, or whether you just don't want to deal with it right now, I hope she says something that encouraged you, that uplifted your spirit, that can have you sit back and think. You know, the process is tedious. I don't know, we're not going to sugarcoat it. Being, healing is tedious, it's exhausting, but also it's worth it. It's not exhausting than being broken, than being depressed, than being hurt, you know, than being angry. So the process is hard because you gotta let go of those things that got you to where you are. And I hope that she says something. I pray that something, you know, just nudge at your spirit and just woke you up and listen. I got to be healed. I have to be healed, and I will stay healed. Because I can't continue to live like this. So I hope you're encouraged. Thanks again for listening. I love you all. I hope this message, you know, really hit home like it did for me. Thanks again to my sister and friend for coming on. It was a pleasure having you on.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I will have, you know, definitely have her back on. There's more to talk about. There's more to her than just being broken and then healed. And of course, I'm going to have other people come on, you know, talk about the different levels of healing. We all heal differently, and we all have different things that we healed from. So thanks for listening. I love you all. And again, you know, share, listen, be inspired, be encouraged. I will talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.
Later.
Later.